1 John 5, verses 1 to 15. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him.
It's really, really interesting that obedience, it talks about obedience and love together. If you want to be the best person, if you want to be able to love people properly, the best way of doing that is when your life is in the right relationship with God. When you get your life right with God, you're able to love others. And that's what it says about it there and about obedience, that you can love people far, far better if you're in the right relationship with God, which means walking in obedience to him. So that's the first thing. The second thing about this jigsaw, the things that fit together to make it work, is, so one is the belief and following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The second thing is that it's a faith and a lifestyle. It's built around an historical Jesus and a personal experience of the Holy Spirit. Two things here, okay? Christianity is not about just some vague belief in God. It's about putting your trust in a real historical Jesus. And all most historians would recognize that there was a real Jesus. And it talked about the water and the blood here, didn't it, in the passage, if you look back to it. And we're not as totally sure on all that necessarily means. But one is, he had an actual physical birth. Jesus was a real person. And the Bible says there's only one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. He was a real person. But the water could refer to Jesus' baptism, could easily refer to his baptism. And this is lovely because it talks about God's testimony. Jesus, the real Jesus, got baptized. And he's saying, look, I got baptized, you get baptized. But as he was baptized, God's testimony came out. And it said, this is my Son, Matthew 3:17, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And that is, that's actually just a wonderful part of being a Christian. But on his death on the cross, we can look at that about talking about his blood. And really interesting, when Jesus was crucified, there's like a tough Roman centurion at the cross. And he said, he sees the way that Jesus was and the way that Jesus died. And he said, surely this was a righteous man. And again, the testimony, I mean, this is written down for us in the Bible. It's all written down in the Bible for us to see. He was a real person that we're putting our faith in. He was a righteous man who died in our place. And when we recognize that, it isn't some vague mystical religion that we're following. It's a real Savior, Jesus, perfect man who died on the cross for us, was raised to life, and is alive now, and we can follow him. The other thing it talks about is the Spirit being a testimony. When you give your life to Jesus, who's given their life to Jesus here? And did your life change when you gave your life to Jesus? Did something happen in your life? Something happened. And I'll tell you what happened. The Bible tells it about being born again, but God puts his Spirit. It says we were dead, and then God made us alive because he put his Spirit in us. And that's this amazing thing that happens. When you choose to put your faith in Jesus Christ and to choose to follow him, you get born again and he puts his Spirit in you. And suddenly it says he moves you to walk with God. He moves you to obey God's commands. He changes us. He takes away our heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh. And that's an amazing thing. So my life changed. And it was like a light got switched on. And something starts to change in your life. And the Spirit testifies with our spirits, who we really are, that God is our Father. And that's beautiful. So the second thing is this historical Jesus. The third thing that I want to point out to you. So the first thing is belief in Jesus. Second is it's historical, but you can receive the Holy Spirit, who makes it all the difference. The third point is there's a personal choice. So when you're putting this jigsaw piece in, God doesn't bypass you. He works and he persuades you and he draws you to him. Like Karen was saying, he just felt he needed to go and give his life at that point. But there's a personal choice, and that's part of it. And this passage even says, if you don't believe what God says, you're making him out to be a liar. And God says, this is my son, with him I'm well pleased. You know, this is the truth. This is all. And I don't want to make God out to be a liar. It sounds. Do you know? Sometimes we sort of want to be sort of careful with how we say things in our society. Anybody notice that that we have to be careful? This isn't careful. What's written down here? It's basically saying, follow me. Or take the consequences. Believe God or call him a liar. Which side are you going to be on? Jesus said, you can either serve God or serve money. There wasn't something in between. And it's amazing, making that choice that I decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. That is the total best way to live. But Jesus said, if you lose your life for my sake, that's when you gain it. Well, so we're excited about these young people. This is what we teach these young people, okay? We teach them loads of things. But genuinely, this is what the Bible teaches and what we try and teach in order to make disciples. And it massively impacts our lives. I mean, it's called the gospel, which means good news. It's good news that God will forgive our sins. It's good news that he will give us his Holy Spirit. It's good news that he changes our lives and gives us life to the fullness. And I love what Sky said, that she wants other people to know about it. Because that is what we're here for. That's the only reason the church is around, is to do that. The question is, will you accept the eternal life which is in Jesus? You can do that today and say, do you know what? And probably some of you is stirring within you to say, do you know what? This all sounds true, and I think they've got something that I haven't got. Well, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. And just something will start in your life when you do that. In John 17, verse 3, it says, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And then we have a confidence then in our walk with Jesus, not based on being good people, but based on having put our trust in Jesus to save us. And genuinely, it was like that peace that you thought wasn't there. Just reminds me of Isaac, who's off at university now, who stole one of our jigsaw pieces for a jigsaw we were doing and returned it 2 weeks later. And I was amazed at Kay that she just laughed at it. I think if it had been any of us, it might have been a different story. But do you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I'm going to pray a prayer now, and if you want to do that, if you follow Jesus, he will give you eternal life, and you will find that it fits together. The prayer goes something like this, and I'll just say it slowly so you can just sort of digest it and pray it as well. Dear Jesus, I realize there's something missing in my life. And I've heard things today that make me convinced that Jesus is the Son of God. Please will you forgive my sin and change my life. I want you to be in charge of my life from now on. Amen. Let me pray for you. If you prayed that prayer, firstly, I'd say is don't go out of here today without actually coming and either speaking to me or speaking to somebody else that you know and say, do you know, I prayed that prayer. I want to follow Jesus. I want him to be in charge of my life. It might have been that you've come back to Jesus. You've heard about him before. And yes, you say, do you know, I need to get my life back right with him. Speak to us. It's important. Don't just sort of take it away as sort of and not do anything about it, but do something about it. But I'm going to pray for you that God's going to seal what you just prayed. That's going to seal it in your life and going to really bless you.